kind of alarming. You know, there's lots of people here in the ground in Donegal and that are doing their best to move this major issue on. And yet there's invitations and letters and documents sitting on ministers' desks and they're not being dealt with. In reality, you know, they're just not delivering for the people that have elected them, for want of a better word. That's alarming, but, you know, it's what we've come to expect at this stage.
And another point that was raised during that meeting was that people in particular who are retired, they're really going to struggle when it comes to getting loans from banks.
This could be a very, very difficult obstacle for retirees and people who's maybe near the end of their employment. Where are they going to get the money to move the, you know, to get out of the disaster that they're in at the moment? These are all issues that we will have to address as we move forward. Council will have to support people like that, or the government will have to support people like that, so that these are simple things that can get over the line, you would hope, with a bit of cop on and a bit of sincerity and a bit of wanting to do right for the people.
Well, the thing is, there's going to be a lot of people who find themselves in that boat, because if you're at a stage where you've have your home, you've had your home built now for a number of years and your family raised, it's going to be an awful lot of the population that's going to be affected by that, who are also affected by defective blocks.
I'm of the age that I'll probably fall into that. I'm 57, so I'll probably fall into that. But my parents, which are both in their 80s, who built their retirement home to live in, for the, like, they're certainly going to be in that. And lots of people, lots of people who is over the age of 60 probably will fall into that bracket as well. Yeah.